Morning Watch, Living the Christian Life and the Church Life Under the Government of God for the Economy of God, Week 4. Becoming a Reproduction of Christ and Experiencing Christ as the Shepherd of Our Souls. Wednesday, Related Verses, Galatians 4:19. My children, with whom I travail again in birth, until Christ is formed in you. Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. John 1:12-13, but as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into his name, who were begotten not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Colossians 2:19. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. Ephesians 4:15-16. But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Romans 12:4-5. For just as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Related reading. Christ was born into the Galatian believers, but not formed in them when they were regenerated through Paul's preaching the gospel to them the first time. The apostle then travailed again that Christ might be formed in them. His preaching was to bring forth Christ, the Son of the living God, in the believers. Paul's preaching was emphatically Christ-centered. According to the book of Galatians, Christ has been revealed in us. He is now living in us, and he will be formed in us. To have Christ formed in us is to have Christ grown in us in full. First, Christ was born into us at our conversion. Now he lives in us in our Christian life, and he will be formed in us at our maturity. Paul's word about Christ being formed in us implies that we are being constituted of Christ. To have Christ formed in us is a living, organic matter. Christ is now living in us so that we may be constituted of him organically. He intends to constitute our being, our mind, emotion, and will of himself. He will constitute every part of our soul so that we may have his form, his image in every part of our being. The word formed in Galatians 4:19 corresponds to the word image in 2 Corinthians 3:18. Where Paul tells us that we are being transformed into Christ's image. This image is a form. Christ must be formed in us so that we may express him by being in his image. The New Testament reveals that Christ is deeply related to our being. It is a fact that Christ, with his element, dwells within us. As the living one, he, with his element, is working within us organically, constituting himself into our being, so that we may have his form and express his image. Paul travailed that Christ might be formed in the believers in this way. The Christ who lives in us and who is being formed in us is now making his home in our hearts. The heart is the center of our being. In our hearts, Christ is now making his home, that is, settling himself. Therefore, Christ is not only in us, but he is making his home in us. Our heart is composed of the three parts of our soul, the mind, the emotion, and the will, plus our conscience, the main part of our spirit. Through regeneration, Christ came into our spirit. Now we should allow him to spread himself into every part of our hearts. The heart is the totality of all our inward parts and the center of our inward being. Therefore, when Christ makes his home in our hearts, he controls our entire inward being and supplies and strengthens every inward part with himself. Christ desires to spread from our spirit to all the parts of our heart. We, however, may not always be willing for him to spread into our mind, emotion, or will. Therefore, Paul prayed to the Father that he would strengthen us, according to his power, by his Spirit, into our inner man, so that Christ may make his home in our hearts. This indicates that by being strengthened in this way, we shall be willing to let the indwelling Christ spread into all the parts of our being and to take over each part. That is Christ making his home in our hearts. When we were saved, Christ came into our spirit. As we are strengthened into the inner man, the door is opened for Christ to spread in us, spread from our spirit to every part of our mind, emotion, and will. The more Christ spreads within us, the more he settles down in us and makes his home in us. This means that he occupies every part of our inner being, possessing all these parts and saturating them with himself. As a result, we are filled with Christ.